We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Coach, sorry about that. We are indeed ready for you. We'll get things started. This is Jeff Bechtel just filling in today, as you probably know. We will, unless you'd like to start us out with some sort of statement, we'll go to the questions.
Go to the questions, please.
Okay, we'll go with Percy first, then Chris Fetters next. Go ahead, Percy.
Awesome. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Percy. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, just the idea, you know, the old sort of classic question of the rest versus rust. Here we go. So just obviously having 7 more days than Utah to prepare for this, do you think that'll give you an advantage?
You know, we'll see on Wednesday. I don't think anybody knows. You know, hopefully, you know, the rest, you know, we'll be able to have great energy and go out and execute. But there's been times where, you know, where we had a pretty long layoff and we came out and we didn't play great. And that's the same thing probably with Utah too. So I think it's, you know, we'll see on Wednesday, but I just look at it like how we get better in practice and how we focus. And, you know, hopefully we're, you know, we'll be prepared and understand how we got to win the game. And if we can go out there and execute it, and, you know, we've played in Vegas a few times this year already. So hopefully we have better shooting performances that we have in the previous games.
And just as one deal, you know, just the idea with tournaments, it seems like it's always about the matchups. How do you guys match up with Utah?
Well, I think Utah is a, you know, they're a big team. They're a team that, you know, they're playing without, well, Rylan Jones, we don't know if he's going to play in our game, but they played without a point guard, but they got a great player in Timmy Allen. They've got really good players that surround him, shooters, and Plumbers as good a shooter as they're in the league. Carlson's as good a big guy, and they play with a good tempo, and they're very well organized and coached. I think the biggest thing that we have to do is really worry about us. I do believe that matchups are important, but we've been able to play well against them in the second game. I think we've learned from that game. And the problems that they pose from rebounding, we've got to do a better job. We've got to defend without fouling, which was one of the keys in that game. And then obviously we've been successful when we've shot the ball well from the 3-point line. So I think those three areas, you know, will be key in our game against Utah.
Awesome, Hop. Thank you.
Hey, Percy. Chris, we'll go to Chris Fetters and Lauren Kirschman. Excuse me.
Hey, Hop. Just kind of following up on that rest versus rust question. Was there ever any thought from the staff to try to find a game this last week, just like a single game to just kind of keep the train rolling?
You know, there was. I mean, we talked about it. You know, we have finals week next week. We had missed a lot of school. We had played 8 games in 17 days. I just felt like the best thing for us was to come back, get some rest, get some practice, get back. You know, school's pretty darn important, and get these guys back calibrated, per se. So, you know, we'll know on Wednesday if it's rest versus rust, but that's what we decided to do.
All right, we'll go to Lauren Kirschman, followed by Tim Booth. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, Hop. Looking back on those last 2 games you guys played of the regular season, obviously not the result you wanted, but some progress shown there. What did you like about those performances that you'd like to see carry over?
I thought, you know, it goes back to everything's about executing your game plan. I felt in those 2 games we did a really good job executing it, how it was supposed to be done. We shared the ball. I thought that was really important. You know, we're still turning the ball over too much, but some of the extra passes I thought were highlights and really good for us. And then defensively with our match and how we're playing it, we're getting better and better at it. You know, it's still not great, but they're feeling more comfortable in it. And we've been able to add a few things from blitzing ball screens to double teaming the post that I think will help us as we move forward.
And then going back to the kind of rest period, what has your schedule kind of looked like over these past this past week or so after playing all those games you guys did?
You know, we've been with each other for a long time. So we gave him a couple of days off, then we went in and got 3 days in, then we had another day off. And, you know, just tried to split it up a little bit. Sometimes when you get more than three practices in a row, it can be a little wearing, especially at this time of the year. And, you know, it's all about really, you know, what you're really trying to do is it's not like you're going to reinvent the wheel in 10 days. You know, what you're trying to do is just, you know, sharpen up a few things, execute better what we've been doing. You know, obviously we do a lot of shooting. That's been a huge part of us just playing better is making shots. Just, you know, DMGB, just trying to keep getting better. And I feel like the guys have done that during this break.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll go to Tim Booth, followed by Dan Reilly. Go ahead, Tim.
Afternoon, Mike. This is a really broad question for you, but 2 years ago, you guys go to Vegas and you're the number one seed in the tournament. You're the regular season conference champs.
Sure.
If you had to give sort of a 10,000 foot look as to what has happened over the last 2 years to the program and why you're going in last year as a 12 seed and this year as a 10 seed, what would be your sort of position statement, I guess, as to why the drop off has happened?
Well, I think there's, you know, I think, you know, last year we were playing really well and lost a key player, and teams do that all the time and bounce back. And we were, you know, the young and inexperienced, our team that won the league by 3 games 2 years ago was really, really experienced. They had been a lot of games together. We had the same team. We were really talented last year. We just had newness. And then when you lose a key player, if it's in football, a wide receiver or a quarterback or whatnot, you never know what the effects will be. And it ended up being a huge effect on us. This year, you know, losing those guys, being so talented, you know, we just, you know, we needed to be better. I thought we would be better than we were. I thought losing the games at the beginning and building confidence, I think, was a huge thing. And that was my mistake. It wasn't my mistake. We lost it due to COVID. But then going and playing Baylor as one of your exhibition games, I thought was something that really hurt our confidence early and we were playing from behind. And we had some experience. Quade had played 13 games the year before. Eric was new. Jamal Bay was in a new role. Nate Roberts had a more significant role. So I think those are some of the things that are, you know, you can't really point to one thing. We weren't playing well early, and I think building that confidence early would have been a good thing, and I didn't do a good job scheduling that way.
Developmentally, how much did you lose by not having a traditional off season because of the COVID restrictions?
Well, I think and again, it's not just us. I think there's a lot of teams and programs that have dealt with this, and that's, you know, we're not, you know, it is what it is. You do the best you can and you coach. Usually in the preseason, you know, you have a normal training camp and then you have some exhibition games to kind of see where you're at. You know, our exhibition game was against Baylor, you know, and that sometimes it would be, you know, at that time and, you know, just, you never know what that's going to do. And, that was a bad calculation on my part. But our kids, I got to give them a lot of credit. As much adversity as we've been through, and you know, not having those early opportunities, they just kept working, getting better, and I applaud them. You know, COVID's been hard for a lot of programs out there, and it's been something that no one's ever experienced. But all you can do is learn from these experiences. Last year for me, this year, and sometimes you have to go through that to reach your potential, and that's the way I'm looking at it. That's the way we're looking at the program. And we'll move forward from it, get better from it, grow from it, and hopefully be back on top quick.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll go to Dan Reilly, followed by Lars Hansen. That's all the hands we have up right now. So go ahead, Dan.
Mike, you had big scorers up front on your front line last year, and this year you don't. Has that put undue pressure on your perimeter shooters?
Yeah, we just, you know, Dan, that's a great question. You know, we've had in the last 3 years, you know, from Noah Dickerson to Isaiah Stewart, we've had that option. This year we were just different. And, you know, three-pointers became a huge thing. Earlier on the year we were horrendous. We couldn't score. We couldn't make a shot. And to be in the games that we've been in late, it's all been about our shooting. And defensively, you know, we were impacted a lot too. We were getting scored a lot in the paint. Teams were doing whatever they wanted to do. And so we had to make some adjustments. And I thought when we did that, we still had some problems defensively. It's not like we've cured the ills, but we've gotten better at it. The kids have had more confidence in it. And it's helped us in from rebounding and not fouling as much. But we haven't been as disruptive as we've been in the past. So it's kind of hurt with that front line defensively and offensively for sure.
All right, we'll go to Lars and then Andy. Go ahead, Lars.
Yeah, just to build off of Tim's question, you mentioned the player obviously being Kwadwo. How much do you feel he's grown just in the past year and obviously this season leading the team in points per game? What has his presence meant this season?
Well, I think, you know what, Lars, great question. I just think every year is different, right? Last year, we had some amazing wings and big guys, and, you know, Kwadwo was, you know, you're passing. Once you get those guys off, they're off the team, losing your three leading scorers, and then, you know, you have to make the weight. You know, it's sometimes you have a tendency to do it yourself. And I felt like our early struggles, that was one of the things, as he was trying to do too much himself. And we had to really get him to trust his teammates and team build. And, you know, I'm really proud of him. You know, it's been a hard year. We're, you know, he's a great kid and he's a really good player. And, you know, his focus on just getting better every day and evolving into really trusting his teammates and not only getting in the lane to score, but getting in the lane and kicking and finding his teammates. I think that's what it's all about. And so it's, you know, it's never where you start. It's always where you finish. And I think that he's evolved in those areas for sure, for the better.
And then just to follow up with Jamal Bey, what has made him so effective from beyond the 3-point line this season?
He just works. I mean, Jamal, you know, he was in a new role and we were learning ourselves. And once, you know, he knew that we believed in him and he just gets in the gym. He's just an incredible leader. He's an incredible teammate. It's all work. I wish he shot it more. He's too unselfish. But he's a heck of a player. And that's been one of the bright spots on the season is his ability to hit the open shot.
All right, we'll go to Andy and then Kim Grinnells. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Hop. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, Andy.
So obviously with COVID, you guys have lost some chances to play back-to-backs and get in that kind of tournament rhythm, but you guys had that tough run-in a couple weeks ago, 8-16, I think it was. How will that help you guys going into tournament season?
Well, listen, I don't know. That's a heck of a question, Andy. It will help us, you know, if we can come out, you know, it's the one thing I learned from where I've been, it's one game at a time and you do whatever you can. You can't think about, okay, well, I'm going to try to save energy for game two or game three. You got to go out and win game one. That's what it is. And then if you can do that and we're fortunate enough to play well and do that, then you got to get ready for game two. And, you know, I think those experiences of playing all those games, if we're lucky enough to win game one, will definitely help us into those next games. We've actually played better with the 1 day rest in between rather than, you know, where we have the traditional Sunday, Monday, or excuse me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, play Thursday. And so it will be interesting, but you know, we just got to get past the first one. And then if that happens, I believe that would be a benefit for us.
Definitely. And then my last question, obviously we don't know what Hamir will decide to do after the season. I know he can come back, but what has he meant to the programs through his 4 years here to you?
You know, he's been a guy that, you know, he's won a lot of games. He was here when we made the turnaround in the first 2 years, he was a big part of it, started a lot of games his sophomore year in that great that great season. You know, I wish he would have been a little bit more consistent offensively that we see every day, that he's shown signs at the Arizona game and, you know, UCLA at UCLA, he's so talented, but he's impacted this place in so many ways, especially on the defensive end. He'll be in the top five shot blockers of all time, and he only has like a 2-inch vertical, which just shows you with his position and his length and his feel. Just, you know, so proud of him, and another guy that comes to work every day and just tries to get better and help his team.
Awesome. Thanks, Hop.
Okay, Andy.
All right, last question from Kim Grinnells. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Coach. Looks like Jaden McDaniels had a chance to stop by last week. Did you get a chance to catch up with Jaden? And have you had conversations at all lately with Isaiah Stewart, Matisse Thybulle, any of the four?
You know what, Kim? I wasn't able to see Jaden. I know he was in here. Will Conroy saw him, said he looked great and so happy. And, you know, we're so proud of him, the way he's playing. I haven't, you know, I check in with Isaiah. And he's another guy that's, you know, just happy. You know, you're happy when you see these kids' dreams come true. I've texted with Matisse, you know, you try to reach out with these guys, but they're going 1,000 miles an hour. But, you know, I know, you know, Jaden had a lot of pride coming back here and seeing his teammates and, you know, just saying hello. And it's a huge boost to our guys when you see one of your family members reach their dreams. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, one more quick one. Just the black throwbacks seem to go over real well with the fans. What was the reaction of the coaches and the players on the black throwbacks?
The problem is all our ex-players want the shorts, and I don't know if we can order enough of them. You know, they're incredible. I was, you know, Adidas has done an incredible job with our partnership, the uniforms, the creativity. It's really special. And when you're, you know, kids today, when they see the uniforms and they see those things, those mean a lot. It's part of your brand. And I know our players loved them. Our ex-players loved them. And, you know, we're just, you know, it's pretty cool stuff.
All right. I think that'll wrap it up for Coach Hopkins. I believe somebody could be back with Jamal Bay, if I'm not mistaken, shortly. And we'll get started again when he's there. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.